One Democrat and two Republicans are still in the running to become the newest member of South Carolina's congressional delegation. This after yesterday's primary elections in the state's 5th congressional district. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
For the past 6 years, this congressional seat was held by Republican Mick Mulvaney. Yesterday's special election became necessary once Mulvaney resigned his seat to join the Trump administration. 7 Republicans vied to replace Mulvaney, the most of any party in the race. The top Republican vote-getter was Tommy Pope, a state legislator and lawyer who entered the race as a clear front-runner. He beat out developer and former state lawmaker Ralph Norman by just 118 votes. But neither man received the 50% plus one vote necessary in order to avoid a runoff, so they will square off again on Tuesday, May 16th. The Democratic primary, however, had a clear winner, Archie Parnell. He won every county and took in just over 71% of the vote. Parnell is running as a moderate Democrat in a heavily Republican district. The former tax expert with Goldman Sachs defeated 2 opponents. 26-year-old Alexis Frank came in second with 21.5% of the votes. Les Murphy came in a distant third. Parnell will face the winner of the Republican runoff on June 20th. The winner of that race will fill the remainder of Mulvaney's term, which ends in 2018. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.